we don't have the budget. Let's talk about how to handle this objection. If you're selling software right now, you're probably getting tons of budget objections, way more in the last year than you were in the previous 2 years. So before we get into how to handle this objection, my name is Jason Bay. Thanks for checking out Outbound Squad. Our goal is to help you turn complete strangers into paying customers. So if you're an SDR listening to or watching this, or an AE that's looking to self-source more pipeline, do more outbound, land more meetings, you're definitely in the right place. So let's talk about we don't have the budget. Let's assume for a second that this is actually indeed the case. So you got the prospect on a cold call. It's not something they said in the first 30 seconds. You're a minute or two in the call and they say, hey, we just don't really have the budget. I've been told that we're not supposed to spend money on new solutions this year or this quarter. So the framework here, let's talk about this, is the first thing we need to do is just greet and validate. That's part number one. The second thing that we need to do is then dig in a little bit more with the prospect and handle the objection. The greet and validate part is really important because there's nothing worse than when a prospect gives an objection, you immediately go into your rebuttal and the prospect is on guard. So the first thing we want to do is disarm them. I did not come up with this phrase. This is, I don't even know if you call it a sales adage at this time, but it's a technique that's been around for a long, long time. I didn't come up with it. And it's to respond with, that's exactly why I called. So when the prospect responds, hey, we don't have the budget. Well, hey, Brittany, that's exactly why I was giving you a call. We're actually hearing that from a lot of customers right now. So I'm going to greet, validate, all of that kind of stuff. I'm not going to handle the objection right away. So once we've done this, what you need to think about is what value prop of your solution aligns with cost savings. So I'll give you two examples. One, let's say you sell an HR solution and it takes the four or five different tools a small business might use for payroll, recruiting, benefits, et cetera, and it puts them into one solution that ultimately saves a ton of time and money. It might sound something like this. Prospect says, hey, we don't have the budget. We've already spent our budget for 2024. Hey, that's exactly why I was giving you a call. I'm actually hearing that from a lot of HR leaders that we're speaking with right now. The reason I was giving you a call is what we're hearing quite a bit of is HR leaders are using all kinds of different tools for payroll, budget, for benefits, et cetera. And they're really looking to like reduce the cost on some of these tools. Does that sound a bit like your world right now? And now I'm in a conversation with a prospect where they might be like, yeah, we are using a lot of tools. They are costly. We're always looking for ways to save money, et cetera. That's going to perfectly align with your value prop. I do want to caution you that starting a sales cycle by telling the prospect that you can save money by combining multiple tools together, that's not always an advantageous place to be because then it comes down to like dollars and cents and they can tend to nickel and dime you. So I'll give you another example that I think is more powerful. Let's say we sell a solution into contact centers. So one thing that contact center leaders care a lot about is reducing cost to serve. So the irony with contact centers, so let's say Nordstrom, is they actually don't want you to call the contact center because that costs a lot of money. They would rather you deal with them through chat or use the FAQ page to handle the situation. So contact leader says, hey, we're not spending any more money on the contact center this quarter. Hey, great. Not a problem. That's the reason why I was giving you a call. What we're hearing from a lot of contact center leaders is budgets are tight right now and they're looking for ways to reduce cost to serve. Too many people are calling into the contact center and they want them to self-serve more. Does that sound a bit like your world? Well, yeah, it does. Well, the reason I was giving you a call is we're working with other retailers like your Nordstrom's of the world, like your so-and-so's. And one of the things that we're helping them do is reduce incoming call volume so they can reduce the call cost to serve their customers. How about we set aside some time when I'm not calling you in the middle of your day, we could talk a little bit more about it. So the goal there, again, when someone says we don't have the budget, it's to acknowledge, greet, validate, not a problem. I'm hearing that from a lot of customers. That's exactly why I was giving you a call. And then we're going to talk about what people like them are wanting to do that's related to cost savings. And it's not always combining multiple tools. It could be reducing cost to serve, like I said, in this case, or whatever it might be. And then I'm going to go in and ask for the meeting. So that's my tip. When you get, we don't have the budget, don't worry. You're going to hear that a lot. Think of how your solution can help from a cost saving standpoint and align to areas and priorities that the buyers care about that align with cost savings. So that's my tip for you today. Make sure to check out Outbound Squad on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, and we'll see you next episode.